This is Mindy with the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau with this week's outdoor report as prepared by Steve Suman. Mike at Jenks Bait says the Chippewa flowage is down 2.5 to 3 feet with water temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Muskie fishing is quieter than in past weeks, with trolling producing moderate success during the day, and at night top waters, particularly creepers, hog wobblers, and flaptails are the go-to baits. Walleye fishing is improving, with anglers and guides reporting various crankbaits trolled in 14 to 18 feet in the water column the way to go. Northern pike are active in weed beds, crushing spinnerbaits, and anglers report many small fish with a few bigger ones here and there. Smallmouth bass action is good on Ned rigs, whopper ploppers, and frogs fished near rocks and stumps. Crappie fishing is best with garland mayflies, though minnows or other plastics will work well. Work deeper cribs, brush piles, and sunken bogs during the day, and at night fish floating bogs at multiple depths to learn where the fish are in the water column. The 31st Annual Excellent Trout Festival, sponsored by the Excellent Rod and Gun Club, is this weekend, Friday through Sunday, September 1st through 3rd. Admission requires a Trout Fest button, which is $3 and good for all 3 days. The event begins at the Sports Center at 5 p.m. on Friday. Hook and line season for Lake Sturgeon opens September 2nd on certain waters. Check the regulations before fishing. The minimum length limit is 60 inches and the bag limit is 1 fish per person. Anglers must have a fishing license to fish for sturgeon, and those intending to harvest a sturgeon must purchase a harvest tag. Early Canada goose, early teal, and morning dove hunting seasons open Sunday, September 1st. Check the regulations for legal hunting hours, locations, and daily bag limits. Fall is in the air, and fishing action is fairly good, but most species are starting to show a slight behavior change relative to food and locations. You can maybe learn the details on the water, or you can check with your trusted bait shop personnel to get the most current preferred baits, presentations, and locations. And now on to the fishing report. Muskie action is good, consistent, and getting better with fish around weed cover in 4 to 18 feet. Preferred baits at this time include small to mid-sized bucktails, gliders, some large rubber baits, and top waters in the evening. Trolling anglers report some success during the day. Walleyes are scattered and fishing is fair to somewhat slow. Most anglers are trolling or drift fishing crawler harnesses, bottom bouncers, Lindy rigs, crankbaits, or stick baits near the bottom around weed lines, flats, and basins, and or searching for suspended balls of bait fish. Slip bobbers with sucker minnows are also producing. Northern pike are active, with many anglers targeting other species making catches. Fish in or on both shallow and deep weed beds, weed edges, and points, and panfish and baitfish concentrations. Work bigger baits deeper for trophy pike. Northern and walleye suckers on jigs or slip bobbers, spinner baits, and spoons all work well. Largemouth bass action is good and steady. Focus on shallow to mid-depth weeds, weed beds, weed lines, lily pads, and docks. Live baits, spinner baits, chatter baits, and plastics offer a great presentation, including also whopper ploppers, frogs, and poppers, get all the attention of largemouth. Smallmouth bass fishing is very good to excellent in 8 to 28 feet on rock and hard bottoms, stump points, and basins. The best baits include sucker minnows, neds, Texas and drop shot rigs, deep crank baits, and top waters such as the whopper plopper, frogs, and other poppers. Crappie fishing is good with fish in many locations. Deep basins, brush, bogs, weed lines, woods, and cribs all hold fish, with some suspending over deep water. Crappie minnows, plastics, gulp baits, and mayflies or small jigs fish near the bottom are all effective. Bluegills and perch are in very good condition and around shallow weeds, brush, and docks. Waxies, leaf worms, crawlers, and plastics all work well under slip bobbers. For bigger bluegills, downsize your presentations. Upcoming events in the area include bear season opening on September 6th. The 24th annual Lake Chippewa Flowage Muskie Hunt is September 6th through 9th. On September 16th, the season opens for archery crossbow deer, turkey, ruffed grouse in Zone A, cottontail, squirrel, and crow. On September 16th, the regular goose season opens in the northern zone. Also on September 16th, we have the Hayward Lions Club Oktoberfest at the Sawyer County Fairgrounds from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. And of course, on September 16th, it's the 40th annual Shawamigan Mountain Bike Festival. September 24th concludes our fall festivals in the area with the Hayward Fall Festival, at least for September. For more information and a full calendar of events, visit the Hayward Lakes Visitor and Convention Bureau's website or the Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce websites to view the calendar of events. Or you can call the Chamber at 715-634-8662 or the Visitor and Convention Bureau at 800-724-2992.